1.3 kilometres of street art. The once formidable wall is now colourfully decorated with, among other images, Thierry Noir's world-famous heads. The French artist started painting the western side of the Berlin Wall in the 1980s. It was his way of coping with the depressing reality of the city's division.
I had some physical reaction. I have to do something against that miserable life, melancholic, tristesque. And then I start to paint the wall to give a small message, not a big one, a small message. It's possible to do something on your own against this deadly machine.
Some leftover paint, a ladder, and a big dose of courage. That was all it took to give the so-called anti-fascist protective barrier a friendlier face. The long faces with button eyes were a purely pragmatic decision.
So it was possible with those heads to paint quite quickly and a lot. It's a perfect size on two pieces of Berlin Wall. So 2.40 meters by 3.60 meters. It's like a postcard.
Then the wall fell and most of it was dismantled, including most of Noir's graffiti. But one segment was preserved and became the East Side Gallery in 1990. 118 artists from 21 countries painted the Berlin Wall, legally. Noir's colourful figures became global icons of street art. His mission remains the same, the fight against dreariness. Is it pop art or political art?
When you paint on the streets, it's automatically political because you change the city. People travel a lot on trains and they come out of the station and they see that small mural and they have 1 second of smile.
Noir says the East Side Gallery has lost its significance for him in the meantime. Reunified Berlin has moved on. Newly constructed buildings near the East Side Gallery tower over the wall, diminishing the powerful effect it once had.
The wall is looking from year to year smaller, I think. So it's hard to connect the young generation and tell them that was dangerous. They say, what, that small wall was dangerous? Are you kidding me?
For Thierry Noir, it's time to leave this chapter of German history behind and focus on new topics.